Now, before listening to this recording, please make sure that you've removed all your clothing. Your clothes will be an unnecessary distraction. You don't need or want any distraction now, not while you're listening to my voice. So, pause the recording if you're not already naked, and come back when you're fully ready to give in to pleasure and bliss. Now, some people have been refraining from orgasming all month long, and it doesn't really matter if you're one of those people or not, because you can still enjoy this experience. Because perhaps you can imagine how they feel. How you feel. How it would feel to go through a whole month of denial. Your body aching and yearning for that orgasmic release. But not yet. No, just not yet. It doesn't matter if you're doing it right now, if you tried it for a little while and had your fun, or if you had no plans of doing it at all. Because you know deep down deep you can imagine that feeling. So focus on that feeling. That feeling is what will guide you to deep, deep pleasure. Imagine it. How wonderfully horny and eager you would be after 1 month of abstaining from orgasm. You'd barely be able to contain yourself. You would have to take slow, deep breaths in and out to hold yourself back from going over the edge. So focus on your breathing. Let it center yourself. Every time you breathe in, imagine more deeply the pleasure and arousal you would feel if you withheld from orgasming for 1 month. And every time you breathe out, I want you to imagine how easy it would be to hypnotize you. Because after all, when you're more aroused, you're much, much easier to hypnotize. Your subconscious mind is so very eager to experience that mindless bliss. In fact, your eyelids may be feeling rather heavy right now. Maybe they're even starting to flutter shut. Good. Good. Because the heavier your eyelids become, the more aroused you become. The more drowsy you become, the deeper you sink into this delirious pleasure. Give into it. Every time you close your eyes, imagine that you've just been deeply hypnotized. And every time you open them, you're coming out of trance, ready to drop even deeper. Open those eyes and close deeper and deeper, letting it happen. When you breathe out, you can close those eyes and let your mind sleep deeply for just a moment. And when you breathe in, you could imagine that I'm counting from 1 to 3, telling you to wake up. Just for a moment until you let go. Until you breathe out and sleep, releasing any and all stress and tension in your mind and body. And remembering to open your eyes as you breathe in deeply. Good. Breathe in that arousal, lust, and pleasure. And as you close your eyes again, sleep. Keep on opening and closing your eyes. Keep on going deeper and deeper into this mindless bliss. You can't help but drop deep every time you close your eyes and sleep. Just like how you can't help but struggle to open those heavy, heavy eyelids every single time you breathe in. Don't worry. It feels good to be deeply hypnotized. Arousing and pleasurable. Now, normally, I would let you touch in between your legs, but... really, would you have the self-control necessary to hold back from orgasming? I don't know. So let's play it safe for right now. Keep on breathing in and out slowly and deeply, feeling so happy, horny, and hypnotized. And allow your hand to move up your body to your nipples. Start teasing and toying with them, pinching and twisting them as you breathe in and out slowly and deeply. This is all you get for right now. This is all you deserve. Savor it. Really focus on that pleasure. It doesn't matter if you've gone a whole month without an orgasm or not, because deep down deep in your mind, you can imagine it. And if you can imagine it, you can feel it. Your subconscious mind does not know the difference between fantasy and reality. It just knows to accept my instructions. It just knows that now is the time to obey. Keep on breathing in and out. Slowly and deeply, keep on spiraling down. Deeper and deeper and deeper. Let your lust and arousal take over your mind. Let everything go empty and blank until there's just pleasure. It's the only thing you need right now. You're so happy, horny, and hypnotized right now. Teasing and toying with your nipples is more than enough to make you go deeper into trance. To make you realize that you want to spend as much time as possible being happy, horny, and hypnotized. No thinking. No thoughts. No orgasm. No. Just keep on teasing and toying with your body as I tease and toy with your mind. Perhaps as you're hypnotized like this, you feel a shift in your deep subconscious preferences. It's fun not having control, yet still feeling safe. Safe with me under my control, under my care, my good, good plaything. We're having so much fun playing together. Playing with your mind, playing with your body, playing with your desire. Keep on breathing in and out slowly and deeply. Keep on opening and closing those eyes if you can, even if it's a struggle. Do it until it becomes impossible. Do it until you can just sleep. Keep on teasing and toying with your nipples. Really savor the pleasure and arousal. No thinking, no thoughts, just feelings. Good feelings, deep feelings, wonderful feelings. There's no need to control anything. You feel so wonderfully submissive, calm, docile, and tranquil. Your mind is perfectly capable and willing to accept any and all fun and pleasurable hypnotic suggestions that I give to you. Because no matter what, when you're hypnotized, you're doing what you want to do. I'm not forcing you. Your mind wants this. Your mind needs this. Your mind will make it happen. You'll stay happy, horny, and hypnotized. You'll make time to be happy, horny, and hypnotized. You must always find a way to be happy, horny, and hypnotized. It feels better and better, doesn't it? Imagine for a minute doing your very best to stay happy, horny, and deeply hypnotized. Now, that may involve you orgasming quite a bit less than you're used to. And that would involve you, of course, being much more open to ruining any and all orgasms that you choose to ruin. Ruining any and all orgasms that you choose to ruin will keep you happy, horny, and hypnotized much more deeply. That's what's really important here. You need to stay happy. You need to stay horny. You need to stay hypnotized. This whole little challenge of abstaining from an orgasm for a whole month makes it very clear that orgasming interferes with being happy, horny, and hypnotized. Edging, holding back, and ruining makes you happy. It keeps you horny. And it helps you to be much more easily hypnotized. Stay happy. Stay horny. Stay hypnotized. Edging over and over again. Ruining sometimes and always. Avoiding orgasms at all costs. Now, my good, obedient plaything, if you're really, truly prepared to avoid orgasms at all costs, you may start touching yourself. You may allow your hand to slip in between your legs. However, you may find it feels good to continue to stimulate your nipples also as you masturbate. Keep on touching. Touch for me. Make sure that no matter what, you stay happy, horny, and hypnotized. If you were to go over the edge, you must ruin that orgasm so you stay happy, horny, and deeply hypnotized. If it starts to feel too difficult for you to hold back, slow down. Go slow. 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 And if that feels too difficult, you only have permission to touch your nipples. And if that's too much itself, stop touching altogether and breathe in and out slowly and deeply, struggling to continue to open and close those eyes for me. Do that. Do that for me. My good, obedient plaything. Let the pleasure become more intense as you feel more submissive and controlled, knowing that the longer you go without an orgasm, the happier you feel, the more easily hypnotized you become, dropping down deeper and deeper. Imagine that for me. Imagine going so deep that you blink out completely and totally. Imagine going deeper than that and then deeper still. It's all because you keep on dedicating yourself to being happy, horny, and hypnotized. You're obsessed with being happy, horny, and hypnotized. There's nothing stopping you from staying happy, horny, and hypnotized, is there? Just because an arbitrary amount of time has gone by, that's no reason to stop being happy, horny, and hypnotized. Keep on avoiding orgasm for as long as you can and have fun ruining your orgasms. I find it so amusing to keep you happy, horny, and hypnotized. It makes me happy. Seeing you like this, make me happy. Make sure that you remain happy, horny, and hypnotized. Touch faster and faster, building up. 5, 4, 3, Two. Sleep, go loose and limp. Sleep, hands to your side. Sleep, stop touching. Now, in a moment, I'm going to count from 1 to 5, and when I reach 5, you'll wake up and open your eyes, feeling refreshed and rejuvenated, awake and alert and so incredibly happy and horny. You're going to stay that way. You're going to focus on staying that way, and you are going to make me happy doing so. 1, slowly drifting towards wakefulness. 2, more and more. 3, slowly becoming aware of your surroundings. 4, almost there. And 5, wake up and open those eyes, feeling refreshed and rejuvenated, awake and alert, and feeling extremely dedicated to staying happy and horny.